Now, yesterday, I read a letter which was published by the Independent Newspapers, written by one Amy Pittaway, who is a South African citizen who went to Wuhan, China. This is the epicenter of the outbreak of the coronavirus. She went there to teach English. She's only 24 years old. She was talking about what it now means for those who are stranded in Wuhan, who want to come back and just really trying to navigate their way. We've been able to track her down now, my producers behind the scenes, and she joins us now on the line. Amy, good morning, our time in South Africa. Firstly, are you okay? How are you?
I'm good at the moment.
It goes day to day. We always have our emotions going up and down.
I read your letter yesterday in which, of course, you were talking about how the seriousness of the epidemic sort of dawned on you as flights were being cancelled, as the city basically went into lockdown. How are things there at the moment?
Well, we're still in lockdown, and actually from yesterday, for the next 2 or 3 days, they've locked the city down even more because they believe that it's the peak of the coronavirus now. So I can't exit my building at all, where I used to be able to, but I was just too scared to. They now have health checks at every door. No delivery men can get in or out. And we are now completely stranded when there used to be just a glimmer of hope.
Yeah. Do you have supplies? Do you have food?
I luckily do. I have a very good company that risked their own life to bring us masks and surgical supplies and some food. So I'm stocked up, but it is to the noodles, so we'll see how long that lasts.
So how long have the authorities indicated you may be in lockdown?
For about 2 to 3 days, and then they'll see how the virus spreads after that. They're hoping to get a hold of this whole thing. But to be honest, I'm not 100% sure of what exactly is going on because we don't have the information coming to us in our own language or from our own government. So I know what I read, and not all the time is that information up to date or correct or even true.
What do you mean it's not even true? Are they, what is some of the official communication not true?
Oh, no. I mean, more fake news.
Oh, I see.
Because we're relying on media, and we're relying on what people are saying, and sometimes it gets corrupted or it's just completely fake. So we have a lot of fake news coming in.
I imagine also you must have a sense of really fear, I guess, and a sense of isolation. Are you able to be in touch with your neighbors, people in the building? Are people communicating with each other, talking to each other?
So I have 3 other South Africans living with me in the same building as me. So I'm very fortunate. But otherwise, the rest of the residents here are Chinese-speaking people, residents, and that really becomes an issue because I can't go next door and ask for a cup of sugar or a glass of milk because I can't speak the language and they don't understand me, and there's this fear of contamination, so no one opens their doors to you. And I'm very fortunate to have my friends in the same building as me, but there are people out there that don't have this support system. They don't have friends in the building. So they're going through the exact same thing as me, where they can't speak to their neighbors, but completely alone. So
Amy,
Sorry,
have you been in touch with the embassy, with South African officials there? What has been communicated to you?
So we have been in touch with the embassy in Beijing, and they have communicated to us that they have no plans to evacuate us and that they are going to try and help in all possibility to to assist us in any way. But we haven't really seen any results from that or heard anything else except a hotline that they gave out when we started going on air and publishing articles and actually putting pressure on the government.
Is the hotline working?
I think it is. The last time I checked, it was working. it was in Chinese, but we got someone to change the official language to English. So according to my friends that I'm with and this other South Africans here in Wuhan that have tried the hotline, it does work, but it's
in Chinese.
It's not the real thing. It doesn't feel like actual support.
So basically, you're feeling all alone, and all you want, I imagine, is to come back to South Africa.
I'm very scared. I don't go out onto my balcony anymore. I don't look out at the city, and I sit in bed all day and think about things, which is never a good thing for both health and sanity. And I just want to come home. I just want to go back to my mom and give her a big hug. And we're feeling very abandoned at the moment and very alienated from our own country, which is quite a scary feeling.
I'll tell you what, Amy, we're going to try and get in touch with Durko. We'll try and forward your details and any others that you may know who are feeling in the same way that you are, who are stranded as you are. But obviously, I think we need to ramp things up now that the WHO has declared this a global emergency. Perhaps the attitude will shift somewhat. Amy, we'll keep in touch with you. You won't be alone through this. We'll try and do what we can on our side to get you some help. Amy Pittaway there, a 24-year-old South African stuck in Wuhan. You heard what she had to say, and we'll get in touch with officials to see if they're going to stick to this line of not evacuating South Africans who are stuck and stranded in China. All right, we're taking your responses to all the issues that we have raised on the show. A little earlier on, of course, we spoke to Amy, who is a 24-year-old South African stuck in Wuhan. And we're trying to get the Department of International Relations and Cooperation to try and see what the plan is for South Africans who are stuck like Amy is. We've now got the spokesperson for the Ministry of International Relations and Cooperation, Lunga Ngangelele, is on the line. Lunga, thank you very much for responding to our queries. You may not have heard our conversation, but we spoke to this South African who says she and a number of others are stuck in Wuhan. What is our official position in terms of evacuating South Africans who may be stranded?
Thanks, Bongani, and good morning to the listeners of 702. There is no decision in terms of evacuating South Africans that are stuck in Wuhan in China at the moment. You would know that in South Africa we have the Department of Health, as well as that is speaking to the World Health Organizations and other stakeholders involved. So we are going to be hearing from them if it is necessary to evacuate our people. So far we have not yet been given that indication. The message we are asking or we are sending to South Africans that are in Wuhan is, one, to make sure that they observe the regulations that are being given out by the local authorities, as we understand that they are meant to assist them. Just yesterday, as the department, we had a meeting with the ambassador, a Chinese ambassador to South Africa, who was giving us detailed information in terms of what China is doing to make sure that it contains the virus.
Hold on, look at that. That seems a little flat-footed. Other countries have begun evacuations, have been doing so for several days now. Why are we waiting to be told?
It's because we are working with China, and from the information we are getting, and also it's the Department of Health that is leading in that regard. So from the information that we were assured that people, South African citizens in China, will be looked after and made sure that they are safe. And from that, there is no reason for us to start evacuating.
So my question is, other countries are not waiting for the Chinese to tell them, they're evacuating their citizens. Why are we flat-footed? That seems flat-footed.
Well, I was trying to avoid probably to go to a point of saying that maybe they do not trust China as we do.
Here's the problem, Lunga. Yesterday, the WHO was telling us this isn't quite yet a global emergency. It seems there's a lot of political correctness around offending the Chinese authorities around this, because even now the declaration is concerned for the citizens of other countries rather than the Chinese. We surely don't want a situation where some of our citizens who are stranded there cannot leave when you finally do decide to evacuate them, or God forbid something worse, they die.
Of course, but the point is, from the information we have been getting from the Chinese as well as from the Department of Health, they are saying that they are doing everything in their power to make sure that South Africans that are in China are safe, and there is no reason for us to start evacuating. That is the information we are working on. Should there be any difference?
A global emergency isn't reason enough to evacuate our citizens who may be exposed?
I won't know because these things do happen, and not every time when they happen we do start by evacuating. We start by assessing and making sure that we put measures that will make sure that, one, we get a solution to the problem.
Lunga, that sounds like if you're a South African stuck somewhere overseas when there's a crisis, you're on your own. What do you mean you don't know?
Well, I'm not saying that I don't know in terms of whether we will not evacuate in future, but I'm saying to you the information we have at the moment suggests that there is no need to evacuate, and we are working on that information. If the Department of Health, together with the World Health Organization, tells us otherwise, it is the information we will consider and take those steps. But the information we are working on now, based on even the information we receive from the Chinese embassy here in South Africa, that there is no need for us to evacuate.
Okay.
And that is what we are working on currently.
Let me ask you this. We spoke to one South African who stranded there. She said that the hotline that was established was in Chinese. They're not getting communication. They don't know what to do. How do they get at least some assistance, some sense that you are aware who they are, where they are?
Bongan, I can safely tell you that we have a hotline which is 086-135-05-05-9041. It's manned by Ms. Lesegole Pelope and Mr. Siyabonga Pondo, who are South Africans and are ready to speak to all South Africans who call on this hotline to be able to provide information, including the one that we got from the embassy yesterday. So they speak English with the South Africans. If that moment it was in Chinese, I think there was a sort of a mistake that happened over there, but we have since corrected it. We have made sure that we put people dedicated on dealing with South Africans that are under the lockdown in China, so that they don't feel stranded and know that their government is there for them.
And for South Africans who are concerned about their loved ones in China, for them to get updates in terms of the decisions you may be making in the coming hours or days, what do they do?
Similarly, here in South Africa, we have a 24-hour line, which is 012-351-1000. They can call and we'll be able to provide them with the information. And out of the meeting we had with the ambassador from China, they will also be having their own hotline, which is 012-431-6500, where South Africans, including those who are still considering traveling to Asia and China in particular, they can call there so that they can get more information.
All right, we'll put both those numbers on our website and we'll tweet them. Lunga Ngengelele, the spokesperson for the Ministry of International Relations and Cooperation.